Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Bart Stephanie attacks a woman, forcing her and her two children into his pickup truck. Stephanie, 53, drives mom and children across state lines from Washington to Oregon. Cops spot Stephanie's truck, but he drives through yards, a fence, into a pasture to get away. Cops eventually pin the truck and force Stephanie out.
Nancy, it's unknown how Stephanie knew the family, but neither of the children were harmed. Mom had a slight head injury from the initial kidnapping, but spent the night with her children in a hotel room provided by Lane County Sheriff's Office. Stephanie was treated for minor injuries from the crash with patrol cars.
Bart Stephanie now booked on kidnap, eluding, reckless driving, and endangerment. Aaron Clark, angry his girlfriend broke up with him, sets fire to her Pennsylvania home. Well, that's a surefire way to get her back. The former girlfriend wasn't home, but the rest of the family was. Olivia Drasher, who had cerebral palsy, died in the fire. Drasher's nurse, twin sister, and mother escaped.
Firefighters attempting to rescue Olivia had to leave the home twice due to the intensity of the blaze. Earlier that afternoon, Nancy, Clark sent threatening messages to his ex-girlfriend, telling her he was going to post lewd images of her on social media, an act commonly referred to as revenge porn. The eldest Drasher sister had sought help regarding Clark's behavior from Philadelphia police, but did not expect this outcome.
Clark, 30, already in custody for other charges, can now add arson and murder to his rap sheet. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Investigators in Moscow, Idaho are reportedly examining an abandoned white Hyundai Elantra, similar to a car that may be linked to the slaughter of four college students last month. The automobile was found in Eugene, Oregon. The car had no license plates and the front end was damaged. The car was found about 450 miles from the home where housemates Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zaina Kernodle, and their friend Ethan Chapin were found dead on November 13th. Police say they are taking steps to impound the vehicle. Law enforcement officials in Idaho say they are aware of the discovery. It's not known if the Hyundai is connected to the deaths of the University of Idaho students. Overseas now, as lawmakers in Italy are seeking a parliamentary commission of inquiry into three cold cases that have consumed the Italian public's imagination for decades, including the 1983 disappearance of a 15-year-old that was highlighted in the Netflix documentary Vatican Girl. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Italian Senator Carlo Calenda says the aim of the inquest would be to pressure the Vatican to finally turn over everything it knows about Emanuela Orlandi's disappearance to Italian law enforcement authorities, saying its longstanding official claim of ignorance was hardly credible. Orlandi vanished June 22, 1983, after leaving her family's Vatican City apartment to go to a music lesson in Rome. Her father was a lay employee of the Holy See.
Over the years, this Vatican mystery has been linked to everything from the plot to kill St. John Paul II and a financial scandal involving the Vatican Bank to Rome's criminal underworld. Two of the men charged in the murder-for-hire case that led to the 2018 killing of a Vermont man are now facing federal wire fraud charges. Serhart Gumruku and Berk Arete are also charged with arranging for the kidnapping and murder of Gregory Davis, who was taken from his Danville home January 6, 2018. His body was found the next day in a snowbank about 15 miles away. He had been shot to death. Both Gumruku and Arete have pleaded not guilty to the earlier charges. They are both being held without bail. Prosecutors have alleged that Davis was killed because he was ready to go to the FBI to complain that Gumruku was failing to live up to his obligations in an oil trading deal. A grand jury has decided no charges are warranted against two Kentucky State Police troopers who fatally shot a Grant County man last year. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Evidence from the November 2021 shooting of Gary Bressler was presented to grand jurors last week, and the panel declined to return indictments against troopers Zachary Lusk and Douglas Holt. 48-year-old Bressler of Williamstown, Kentucky, was pronounced dead at a hospital following the early morning shooting at his home on November 3rd. A redacted incident report did not include the agency's narrative of the incident, but a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Bressler's family says he was depressed when he called police and then took a decorative samurai sword and walked outside to his front yard.
A lawyer representing Bressler's family says they were disappointed by the grand jury's decision. The attorney said grand jury proceedings in Kentucky are secret, so it's not clear how prosecutors presented the evidence in court.
A fight breaks out at an office holiday party between the Grinch and a reindeer. Two men in costumes brawl, throwing punches, pushing each other at the bar in a Michigan hotel. The fight spills out into the lobby. An employee tries to break up the fight. The reindeer shoves him to the ground, holding him down so the Grinch can beat him. Cops finally break up the fight. The Grinch, identified as Tucker Davis, charged with assault and battery. Police say the reindeer Buddy was just protecting himself and he's not charged. I can only pray it wasn't Rudolph. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.